Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
This was just a common sense move as Lakeshore Advantage is in its first month of absorbing the Ottawa County Economic Development Office, with Randy Thalen assuming command at the first of the year of the merged independent entity that works with local governments and businesses in building new commercial enterprises and opportunities.
I could say we've been dating for a number of years and we're now married. It's probably a good analogy. We've been very close with Ken Rizzio and the Oceto team really from day one at Lakeshore Advantage. A number of projects we worked hand in hand. And as time progressed, we both organizations, I think, just realized that it was more efficient, more effective if we were under one umbrella. And so at the end of last year, the respective boards of directors made the decision to join forces and formally merge, and we've been at it really since the first of the year in earnest.
So in a, maybe just as a very broad sense, what this does is basically blankets all of Ottawa County and a little bit into Allegan County, or does it really do more than that?
Yeah, so we're extending our services countywide as well as the sort of northern portion of Allegan County, which we've historically served. We bring on board Ken and his grant-making expertise, his project management expertise, and to the balance of the county, we are taking more business projects and retention calls and business services out into the field. So I think we'll see greater services throughout the county, greater economic development activity throughout the county, and we're pretty excited about it.
How tough is it to not puff out the old chest and point to pride saying, look what Lakeshore Advantage has done in a 10-year span, 11-year span almost now?
Yeah, so we've had a good stretch. I mean, the beauty of Lakeshore Advantage, it's a team effort as a community, the entire team, business leaders, public sector leaders, all rallying together to make this place better. So, you know, as much as I'm proud of the staff here, it extends far beyond us. It's deep into the community, and now it's going to be deep into the county.
What challenges does this new combined entity, really to a certain extent, just Lakeshore Advantage, face?
We've got to continue to produce better and better talent for the area job opportunities. We have companies that are growing. They're telling us loudly that they are wanting to grow. But we're really bumping up against the ceiling in terms of the number of people that we have available to work and then the skill sets that are housed within the folks here in our community. So it's imperative on us as a community to continue to produce students graduating from our high schools and colleges that are ready and prepared for work and ready and prepared for the opportunities that we have. And we have some great initiatives underway on that front. We've got to stay committed. We've got to stay see it through.
One final thing, Randy, and this is not so much of looking at business opportunities, commercial opportunities, but as you mentioned, getting the workforce improved. There are some who say that maybe part of the problem in this particular area is that outside of maybe a few satellite classes at the Midtown Center by Grand Rapids Community College, there really is nothing between high school and full 4 year in the immediate Holland-Zeeland area. If a young man or young woman is not ready for a full college, but wants to go the community college or junior college route, they got to go up to Muskegon or out to Grand Rapids to do so. Is that a need that needs to be addressed and is something that Lakeshore Advantage could possibly involved in? Or does it really have to be other people involved to get maybe a community college to be settled in this area?
Yeah, well, Gary, we have actually a pretty high abundance of training opportunities housed here. If you take a look, I mean, you mentioned the Midtown campus for GRCC, but they're also hosting community college courses at the area high schools. We have a very strong program up on Port Sheldon with the Intermediate School District's CareerLine Tech Center and the Community College's MTech facility. That facility actually, from a GRCC perspective, has growing enrollments this year at a time when the overall GRCC system is declined in enrollment. So area folks here, they have opportunities and they are pursuing them. We're seeing increasing enrollments at these type of programs. Yeah, I think, Gary, the one nice thing about this community right now is that we have this dilemma. I mean, we have incredible job opportunities available today, and we've got, you know, strong, capable people willing to get into the workforce and get after it. It's just an issue of making sure the skill sets are aligned with the skills that are in demand. you know, compare that to a lot of communities that even now in somewhat of a national recovery don't have the jobs available. So they're fighting it on two fronts. We're sort of fighting it on one front.
Ken Rizzio is the former Ottawa County Economic Development Office Executive Director. It just seems as if this was a common sense move for both entities to work together and be as one entity instead of maybe working against each other, trying to get the same company, one trying to get outside of, you know, out county and the other one trying to get inside Holland Zealand.
You're correct. We have the same mission. You know, the goal is to create jobs, to help companies grow in the area. We had been working informally on a number of projects together. I counted at least 10 over the last couple of years that I've assisted Randy. So you're right, it was kind of a natural evolution that we would merge. And again, we each had a board of directors, and you know, they had to come to agreement on how the merger would take place, which they did right at the end of the past year. My work at Ottawa County Economic Development has really been focused on retention of existing manufacturers and helping, you know, to provide incentives to keep them growing. So I've not been involved in the component with the alternative energy and, you know, some of the things that Randy's done here with his team at Lakeshore Advantage. So I really haven't been doing the attraction and doing the other up-and-coming industries. I haven't done that in the past. I more or less work with the companies that have been the base industries here in Ottawa County.
And Ken, that leads me then to the thought is that really you and Randy are complementing each other well. Randy can think outside the box. He can try to bring in some of these new entities in, and you can work on making sure that those who are here don't move away. It really looks like a great partnership.
Yeah, you're right on. That's exactly how I've addressed folks that we've talked to that, you know, this is a real good thing.
Ken, talk a little bit about the out county prospects. And we, you know, here in Holland, we sort of focus on what's going on in the immediate Holland Zealand area. But in the out county area, you've had a lot of great accomplishments as well. I can think off the top of my head the situation involving the vacant plant up in Coopersville where a parts maker left and you had to fill that. And here comes an agricultural concern. And voila, it's a bigger plant than maybe it was when it was the auto parts plant.
You're absolutely correct. Continental Dairy and now Fairlife, they've been very exciting projects to work on because they've brought in a lot of new investment, a lot of high-tech machinery equipment that's related to food processing. They have added a lot of people. We're, you know, really liking what's happened to Coopersville in terms of bringing a new industry and an industry that's really growing. I also, you know, work in other parts of the county over in the Tallmadge Township area, a plastics company there, Agape, who I've been working with, up in Marn, DeWise Manufacturing, a metal fabrication firm that has been growing over the years, down in Jamestown Township, Hudsonville, Royal Technologies, Sound Off Signal, Speed Wrench, you know, number of companies that I've been assisting recently with expansions that they've had.
We've seen how Grand Rapids is trying to reinvent itself a little bit in the medical aspects with the medical schools and the like. How much of a spillover have you seen in the eastern part of Ottawa County from some of the initiatives in Grand Rapids where companies are saying, you know, yes, it's nice Grand Rapids is doing this, but we want to be a little bit further away than the core city, and they're looking at Ottawa County. Are you seeing that yet or not?
The medical mile growth and development in downtown Grand Rapids, that's taken a lot of interest and notice by the city of Coopersville. And they've actually, I believe, through the Chamber of Commerce, set up an organization to try to link in and complement what's happening there. So that's one instance where I know, you know, that new growth in Grand Rapids kind of, you know, being looked at and looking at a way to link into it. So, yes, in Coopersville, that certainly is one of their interests.
That's Ken Rizzio, who, along with Randy Thalen, are now on the same team, members of Lakeshore Advantage. That's the WHT. Those are the remarks of Ken Rizzio, who, along with Randy Thalen, are now on the same team, members of Lakeshore Advantage. That's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for joining me. And listen again next week at this time for more Perspectives.